Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington bidding you welcome to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. So much talk this week about the Penn State sex abuse scandal. The only question I have is how did Sean get into that shower in the first place? Here's the show.
Oh boy.
Now we know why Sean is the way he is.
Yep.
We know why he's not here today.
That's right. All Bland said was, how did he get in that shower? Didn't say which end of the shower situation Sean was partaking in.
Well, what do you expect of that?
I don't know.
I think it would explain a lot if he was raped by Jerry Sandusky.
Or if he was holding the camera.
I feel like Sean
He's the videographer.
He's the guy who ran out and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, well, that guy was a ginger. So.
Was he?
Yeah.
That I did not know.
McQueary.
Before we get into that, welcome everyone to the Metal Injection livecast. Sean is not here.
And he's already replaced.
Possibly because he was raped as a child at a college
or
university.
Or as an adult.
Or earlier today and can't walk yet. It's possible, yeah.
So thankfully, Noah found a sub. Last minute sub. Her friend Monica. Monica, thank
Hi.
You for...
Thanks for having me.
Where's our studio audience on this one? Why aren't they?
They're washing
excited?
Up. What do you want? From
so how do you guys know each other?
Monica and I work together.
Yeah, we're office buddies. We sit next to each other and we giggle while we eat snacks out of my door.
Lord. Sounds like an
just
awesome
like
job.
That. That's
I just
exactly
want to say that there's going to be a lot of giggling this episode.
It's not my fault. She just does that whenever she sees me. I don't even do anything.
I love Monica. She's just a ray of sunshine.
Okay, I'm just going to get this out of the way because I know our listeners are going to be wondering, have you guys ever made out?
No.
I don't think there was
a pause, people.
They looked at each other. That was
not
like,
yes.
That was the look of, should we admit this on the
Okay, I just had to put it out there because I know our listeners wanted to know, and I'm here for
our
listeners.
Got 2 hours to make it happen.
Also, I forgot to mention that in a few minutes, very shortly, Andrew WK is going to be calling into the show. It's going to be his second appearance on the show. That should be really fun.
Okay.
But
yeah, that was a great interview that we did.
I feel like this week's will only disappoint just because our expectations the first time were so low and he shattered them that this time our expectations are going to be so high that he'll have no choice but to fall short.
Way to set it up, Sid. Thank
so
you.
I think the third interview is going to be the best one because we'll know exactly what we're getting. He's going to know it, like our expectations will be just right for the third one.
So why even do this? Let's just cancel.
Well,
you got to do the second one to get to the third one.
Well, if we don't do anything at all, then the third one will
be
fantastic.
But then it won't be the third one.
But then there'll be anticipation. It'll be like, well, they canceled the last one. Are they actually going to go through with this? Probably
That's true. Rob, when he calls in, hang up on him.
Done.
Just be like, hello, we'd
like
to welcome Andrew WK to the show. Click.
Goodbye.
Andrew, before today, how many times have you called the show?
One. Click and then boom.
Are you really going to James Hetfield, Andrew WK?
Yeah. Yes. No, we're not. We're just kidding. He's going to call in. And you can speak to Andrew WK as well as us with the number that is, Rob?
646-929-1357. I've been going on a good streak of about, I want to say, 20 weeks of not giving out my phone number when giving
very
the caller
good.
Number.
Very good of you.
So I'm very proud of that achievement.
Is that really an achievement?
Yes. for me.
You know, I'm going to streak of the entire show of not doing that. It's strange.
That's great. That's great.
It's up to me.
Wait, well, Rob, what is your number?
646. Oh, wait.
You almost got him.
929-1357.
That's it.
That's his number right now, but it's not the fun one that the listeners could send awkward pictures to.
Despise Reaper in the chat says that he misses Sean. Here, let me help you out.
Hey, guys, I'm hip.
No, he's
all over my penis and face.
He just calls Sean Miss Sean.
That's his drag name. He's not very creative.
All over my penis and face.
He must call Sean him. Monica, by the way.
That's who you're replacing.
Play some other drops that Sean has said.
Okay.
I was a human urinal.
That's one.
Tons of gay sex.
So classy.
Yeah, he's very classy.
I can't wait to meet him.
He's the epitome of class.
He's from Middle America, so know what you're...
Oh, what can you expect from Middle America?
Exactly.
He looks like a ginger neo-Nazi.
Yeah, basically.
We mean that in the lovingest way possible.
Well, looks like. I don't really think he is a Nazi.
No.
Maybe.
And he doesn't
believe the Holocaust ever happened.
He's not a neo-Nazi. He's old school about it.
Right. He's a paleo-Nazi.
And he usually has a brown shit stain above his upper lip from eating all the assholes.
So it looks like a Hitler mustache.
No.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Now I'm digging deep.
I had a margarita.
No, you're dressed up so classy, and yet the filth that comes out of your mouth is just appalling.
I know. I'm a walking oxymoron. Like the Starburst.
You got the moron part right.
Hollywood.
No, you can't fix it by singing Hollywood, Rob. I'm offended, deeply offended.
I was just singing.
My friend is here, and you're embarrassing me.
Well, then my mission is accomplished. So you said you guys work together. What do you work on, Monica? We know what Noah does.
I work on about 5 different shows. I'm on LQ a lot, the gay channel, mm-hmm. also on Martha sometimes. Oh, I do Animal Intuition. So if you have any issues with your pets, you could call Sonia Fitzpatrick.
Oh, so wow. You don't have the animal intuition.
No, I just connect.
You're just...
I do the soundboard, send it up to the satellite, all the little images.
Can you give Noah some tips?
Yeah, because clearly Noah needs help.
Noah's a wonderful soundboard operator.
You're turning those knobs just fine, Noah.
Thank you, Monica.
We have a soundbite.
If only you'd seen Alan in his heyday. Put Noah to shame.
This is such a love fest in here. It's very uncomfortable for me.
Who's been at Sirius longer? Who's got the seniority? Noah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any hazing when you first were hired on by Noah? Did she make you...
I didn't hire Monica.
Well, but someone did, and then she was in the same room with you, and you were like, hey, new chick, where'd you get those pants?
Or she something. Just shuns you know. For a little while, and then she becomes your friend.
And then she shuns you all over again.
Now, when you first met Noah, now let's be honest here, let's throw all our cards on the table. Uh-huh. What was your first impression of her?
I think I heard a pitch.
I don't really remember my first meet. How
did we first meet?
That means she hated you.
I don't know. Just because I come around a lot, and you probably laughed at me, and I kind of like it when people get a kick out of me, so I'm like, oh, I like this girl. She wears a lot of weird jackets. I like her.
Soundbite.
This look at Noah pretending to laugh at that.
Like,
when she's,
wear,
like, she's seething.
What was the one yesterday? You had a jacket on with two like young girls on the back, but they had like snake tongues coming out. And it really
She's talking about my Nevermore sweatshirt.
Oh, boy.
She didn't like my Obsidian Conspiracy hoodie.
Is that a thing? What is that?
It's an album.
Oh.
And there's these two faces with like snake tongues. And Monica didn't like it.
No, I was walking behind her. I was like, ew, what is that? Sorry, I get really girly.
But Monica and I...
For the show.
No, it's fine. We need a little feminism.
We need an infusion.
Monica and I have I feel like we have a similar personality, but we're on the opposite ends of the spectrum in things that we like.
Yeah, I really like pop culture and entertainment. She wants nothing to do with that. And I have no idea what's going on in the metal world.
And Noah likes Falconer.
Yeah, exactly. That's all.
Monica doesn't know what that is.
That's for the best.
Exactly.
I wish I didn't know what it was.
What, Falconer?
Yeah, it's an awful band.
It's,
I thought you said Falconer. I was like, oh.
Same thing. A little something like this. This is what Noah listens to at home. This is what Noah faps to at home.
Yeah.
This is house cleaning music, I would say.
By the way, this I remember my first impression of Noah. It was like,
Hi, I'm Noah. I drink wine and wear Nevermore t-shirts.
That was Rob's impersonation of me, you mean.
Oh, right.
On that skit that we did a long time ago.
Well, Rob, what was your first impression of Noah?
Hi, I'm Noah. I'm here in a TV production class with you, Rob. Because we're in high school together. Oh. Let's make out on the B-49.
Rob's voice is naturally auto-tuned somehow.
Yeah,
that was incredible.
Wow.
It's like Marge Simpson if she fucked a computer. I don't know what the fuck that was.
From all the smoking.
There's some kind of phlegm buried in there.
Yeah.
Some kind of mucus.
Let's hope it's phlegm.
I want to produce my vagina.
That is really amazing.
Thank you. I'm available for voiceover work.
No, that's not very ladylike. It's Rob.
That's just my spot-on imitation of Noah.
By the way, I was watching the Giants game before coming over here, and the referee sounded just like John Laurinaitis. And he was like, I know Joe's on infraction. I was 71 offense.
Now, explain to the kids who John Laurinaitis is.
Everyone knows who
that
is.
I don't know that everyone does.
He's a guy on Monday Night Raw, just a guy with a really scratchy voice.
He sounds like the guy from King of the Hill.
Yeah. Or Beavis and Butthead, the McVicker.
Isn't it Road Warrior Animal?
No.
It's his brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He has a brother on TV now?
Yeah.
Well, that guy's a real...
Johnny Ace.
That's what that is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But he was like a real behind-the-scenes fan. They just gave him a role to...
Oh, yeah. Or he's like Funkhauser from Larry Darius. Totally.
Wow.
That's enough wrestling talk. There are females present.
So what is your official, what do you do? Are you on-air talent or?
No, I'm a board op. Depending on the show, then I could be on air if they want to talk to me. I don't know. Maybe the people that listen to this, they might listen to Special Delivery, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, it's on the ONA channel on Saturday night. I don't know. My personality on that show is just like the dumb hot chick, I guess. I don't know. I screen calls.
Do you intentionally dumb it down for them or what?
No, that's just what the hosts have made me. They're for however hot I am, that's how dumb I am. So
that's fucked up. They don't like let you, you know, what if you have something smart to say? They like kick you under the table or something?
Yeah, basically. But they think it's
funny. I
don't really pay attention to the show. So when they're like, Monica, what did we just say? I don't know.
Twist your hair. What about on the gay show? Are you the dumb hot chick on the gay show too? Like,
I'm not dumb on that channel.
That's, I'd expect the lesbians to like objectify you too. Why not? Equality, right?
No, the lesbians leave me alone. The gay guys like me.
She has like a gay guy following.
They want to claim you as the fag hag. That's what it is. They're
I know, it's working. They're tugging me onto their side. But
they're tugging you. They're trying to tug you.
They're a good company.
What are your funny on-air moments? Have you ever,
dirty? The funniest thing that's happened was I was call screening out in the lobby while ONA, Opie and Anthony, was happening, and this comedian that they had on as a guest was hitting on me.
Mm-hmm.
Joe DeRosa.
I've heard of him.
He was hitting on me, and Opie, the host, took it upon himself to come out in the hallway with a portable microphone and like try to set us up. And I was just so embarrassed. I couldn't figure out if we were live or not. And like, Joe DeRosa was like 11 years older than me, not that attractive. Yeah, and I was
like,
can
we Google this? Let's see what he looks like.
Like, I don't know. I really don't want to go on a date with him. And I ended up running away. But
you could do way better.
Who's the guy he looks like? Yeah. Oh, wait, who am I thinking?
Yeah, that's what he looks exactly like in the hallway.
Very trollish looking. So he like he did he see you?
Look at that chest hair, Monica.
Like a heterosexual Mario Cantone.
Yeah, something.
He lost your teeth with his chest hair.
He looks like Kevin McDonald from Kids in the Hall, but fat.
Yeah, well, Kevin McDonald used to be fat.
He was nice until he was...
But is it, why? What does hitting on you consist of? Hey, let's go on a date.
I don't know. It's
you're hot.
It's just
and I'm an awkward comedian.
Yeah.
Can you suck my cock?
No,
you
didn't go that far.
No, were you talking to her?
I am Joe DeRosa, actually.
You morphed into Joe DeRosa right before us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's see, girls have to put up with so much shit, you know. That's disgusting.
Especially in the radio world, I feel like the guys that we work with are such like social delinquents.
Yeah, you can't even talk to a guy and just to be nice to him because you talk to him for 5 minutes and then they're gonna ask you out.
Well, it's radio. I mean, who really goes into radio? But like miscreants, you know, with, like 2-inch penises.
Ew.
With that in mind, I'm starting a new gig, DJing on Sirius Liquid Metal, Sirius XM Liquid Metal.
Oh yeah.
Starting next week. Great transition.
Yeah, thank Darren, you're a professional.
And Monica, I look forward to awkwardly flirting with you 5 nights a week.
Rob, you're no Joe DeRosa, let me tell you. You're no...
But as hairy as.
Yes. No, but I'm really excited. I'm the new... I think I'm the new nighttime shift DJ.
What time are you working?
You think? How do you know?
Well, it hasn't been like 100% confirmed, but I'm pretty sure my shift is... Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. There's our studio audience. Let's turn their mics
raining.
Up. Oh, it's raining. You're right, it's raining. So I'll be on the air every weeknight. So when people are stumbling home from the bar after drinking all night.
They can take their gigantic Sirius radio thing out of their
pocket.
Yeah,
well, there's
iPhone
a phone app.
And an Android app.
Yeah.
And it's built into...
While they're driving drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, while you're driving drunk, you can head back.
Rob will be the last thing you hear when a train hits you.
I will be the cause of many accidents. Who is this asshole? Get him off the air.
They have to switch apps to write an angry email to Sirius to get you off the air.
Well, my Twitter handle is going to be on screen whenever I talk, so I'm sure I'll be getting... plenty of tweets about how I should go jump off a cliff.
Can I just say Dick is hugest in the chat said so he could pretend he listens to metal to more people.
That's true.
Nailed it, Dick is hungus. Hugest.
Dick is hungus.
I think Dick is hungus is better.
That changed that right now.
You're welcome.
And no, but the thing is, like, you know how people always write in YouTube comments and say that Metal Injection should fire you? Like,
yeah.
Now they really have a gripe. Like, they could really say to Sirius should fire you.
Yeah.
Start the campaign.
Too bad it won't happen. Stop the lifer. No. Well, hopefully they won't. Hopefully
how funny would that be if they write there's a huge campaign, like, the second day they tell you not to come in?
It's okay.
I work at nights. I'll see you.
Uh-huh. Oh, we'll hang.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say that. She just said she'd see you.
Yeah.
She's going to stay as far as she possibly
can. She'll see you and awkwardly walk the other way.
Hey, Monica, remember you did the live cast and
we
hung out for 2 hours.
I'll just give you a pleasant wave and walk the other direction.
Why are you running?
We talked about Joe DeRosa. We had Joe DeRosa together.
All right, we have a caller. This might be Andrew W.K.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. This is Andrew. How are you?
All right.
Hey.
What's up, Andrew?
What's going on, Andrew?
Good to speak with you guys again. How have you been?
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking some time to call in today.
Thank you for allowing. Thank you for having me. I don't know if you allow anymore. I have to talk to them, but inviting me.
Well, Rob actually came to the show today. Last time he wasn't here. So he graced the studio with his presence.
Well, I'm glad that he's here. There's a delay.
A little bit.
Is there?
Was there not last time?
Yeah. I'm on a landline.
I don't know.
You still have one of those?
It's hardwired phone, but it goes cellular.
It still works.
We definitely hear you.
Okay, thank you. How have you guys? I don't know if you mentioned it already, but this Friday there's a real nice pair of shows. Santos.
We haven't mentioned them. Please tell us about them.
Well, for this show, I was wondering actually maybe how this was scheduled. If there was a certain topic that you wanted to discuss. As you're aware, I am not technically a metal artist or musician, but I am a fan of metal, and one of the bands that I am the biggest fans of, and is also the band that helped me the most start my non-metal career, is playing this Saturday at Santos Party House for the first time ever playing our venue, although, of course, they played in New York a great deal. It's Obituary.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's really a dream come true because I don't know if we talked about this, but Donald Tardy, the drummer of Obituary, basically formed my touring band, the crew, the sound guys, and then, you know, almost all of the musicians except for one. So to have now him playing at Santos, this venue that my friends and I got to build, is a real, real full circle experience for me personally. And I hope that people, you know, are fans of the band and will come and see the show, because I don't think there's really any better classic heavy band out there.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. And also, you have a show on Friday with Turbo Negro, right?
Yes, yes, and that's, you know, it's equally a big as big a deal, I think, for New York, maybe even bigger, because Turbo Negro had, for all practical purposes, it wasn't official, but they had sort of ended because of the singer, Hank. He had a lot of personal struggles that ended up making it difficult for him to continue touring and singing in the band. Now he's doing very well, I from what I hear, actually, and he's still singing. I think he's in a production of Godspell or...
Really?
Wait, what is it?
No, I'm saying Really. That's
yeah, I... yeah, yeah. It's either Godspell or Hair, some musical where he's the lead. My wife might remember. I'm sure you could look it up and see. He turned over a new leaf. I think he's become sober to some degree, and now is doing musical theater, but at like a real star in Norway and in Europe. And, of course, Turbo Negro is probably the most successful Norwegian rock band. I mean, there's certainly been a lot of metal bands, but, again, I wouldn't call Turbo Negro really a metal band, would you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they're more like a punk.
Now.
So anyway, they're playing, yeah, they're reformed with a new singer, and they're playing their first show ever since reforming, at least in the U.S., this Friday at Santos Party House. And it's all part of a snowboarding event as well that will take me and my band over into Oslo next year for the World Championship of Snowboarding. So it all kind of ties together, but for, yeah, it's very exciting back-to-back shows of two legendary groups.
Awesome. And you actually just put out a new single called Go, 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 Go.
Yes.
Now, what I wanted to know is, how did you decide on the number of goes in the song title? Why four goes? Why not three goes or five goes or 17 goes?
That's a very good question, because why not just call it Go? People would understand, oh, it's probably that song I heard that says go, 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 go. It's easy
yeah.
to go, 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 go in the song. That is how the chorus goes.
Mm-hmm. Very catchy.
Sure right now.
So into it.
I just can't. We're going to have to stop this interview because I'm just...
Rob is doing the worm right now on the floor.
You got to see this. This is very disturbing.
Oh, it is. Well, I'm glad it's motivating. Basically motivating you to do unusual dances. You got to be very careful about doing the worm, though, because it is a dance that a lot of people will do in a moment, a flash of inspiration or motivation. You know, we've seen it portrayed in movies and comedies, even TV commercials, but it's actually a very difficult dance to do. And you can easily crack your rib cage or your sternum, if not, at the very least, bruise the bones and the tissue there very, very severely. Because otherwise, when are you ever on the hard surface in that way?
That's good advice. It's also, I feel, very dangerous to your penis.
Well, you know what? I forgot that this is a radio show where you may discuss things like that. I do a lot of children's programming and children's entertainment.
True.
We sort of avoid, we talk more about rib cages than we would about genitalia.
Fair enough.
Well, you're on the live cast, baby.
Yeah, all we talk Let about is our genitalia.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I used to think that girls, you know, if you kick a girl in between the legs, she's not going to get hurt like the way a guy would, but she can too. So if a girl's going to do the worm or any kind of unusual dance, even pole dancing, watch out, because that is tender tissue.
Right.
Yeah, there are nerve endings and stuff down there.
Now,
Thankfully. You know, I heard a rumor, you know, years ago that doctors didn't think women had nerve endings down there, but they found out that they do actually have feeling in that area.
Yes. And we're working on removing those. Science will get there eventually.
Well, they used to think that it was unnecessary for a woman to experience pleasure because she didn't have to ejaculate, you know, semen with sperm in it.
I think they used to think it was unnecessary for women to experience pleasure because they were women.
Right. We've come a long way since then.
And now,
we can vote. We can have orgasms.
Wait, you can vote?
We can do everything.
When did that happen?
We can have jobs.
Yeah, voting.
It would be nice, though. Why didn't God design, or, you know, Mother Nature, whoever, why wasn't it designed so that much like a man reaches this climax of pleasure and then it releases the life-giving or the reproductive fluids, why can't the woman's eggs be released in a similar kind of orgasmic moment?
Because they need to stay inside of us.
Yeah, that's not how reproduction works.
Well, I mean, the eggs of chickens come out.
Right? What if someone wants some scrambled eggs?
You can go to Thailand and see that.
It's like fish, right? Fish, when they lay eggs and they push them out, that probably feels pretty good.
Caviar is pretty tasty.
The birds and the bees with Andrew W.K.
If only the body was designed differently, we could have vagina caviar.
Whoa!
I'm open to that. Sure.
Darren, I have a spoon in the kitchen. Do you want me to bring it?
Oh, yes, baby. Okay. Bring a tray. So a serving tray.
You dig deep. I guess you could harvest something. Is that possible? I mean, that's it's really out of reach, though, right?
Try it.
Yeah, right now. Get on the table.
Noah's ovulating. It's a good time to put this in front. Noah's on the little ov. She's on the ov right now.
Yeah.
I think it's because in the old days, men didn't think it mattered if women wanted to have sex or not. Like, the man was going to have it with that woman. So why should it need to feel good for her?
Right.
But then they found out, like, women actually can not only enjoy it, they can choose to have it for their own sake, just for fun.
Hmm.
And that was a huge breakthrough for me. I found that out about, I guess, 7 weeks ago now, 7.5 weeks.
Congratulations.
I'm still kind of obviously in the throes of it, and it's still on the tip of my tongue and the front of my mind at all times.
Oh.
But I don't know exactly how to address it. I just know that it's a capacity that a woman has.
Just don't let your wife know, that's all.
Yeah. So anyway, Obituary, first show ever at Santos, and this continues a long-standing effort that we've made since we opened to try to, you know, put on more of the metal shows there, because we do think not only is the sound system superior to, no offense, a place like B.B. King's, but it's certainly the atmosphere is better, because B.B.
Yeah,
King's got carpeting and the ceiling's really low. You feel like, it feels like to me in a good way at times, like a sort of a hotel ballroom, or if someone's having a bar mitzvah someplace, like an event space. But it doesn't feel like the way CBGB's did, and it doesn't feel like the way Coney Island High. Did you ever go to shows there?
Oh, yes.
That was a fantastic place.
All time.
Sid's our punk guru.
Yes.
That's an amazing place. But, yeah, so Santos now, we've had some of the best metal shows I've ever seen in New York. And Obituary, this is a big moment just personally for me. But they're capable of delivering a very consistent, heavy, heavy tone. It's not going to ever go blast beat. You know, they don't do grindcore beats, but the best vocals, the best riffs.
So are you, like, bracing yourself for, like, one of the best shows that you'll ever see? And it's going to be at your venue?
I am bracing it because we've had a lot of bands play there that I really liked and definitely some of my favorite acts, but not one that has been this much a part of my life, you know, and my story. I wouldn't have had the chance to open Santos Party House had it not been for Donald. An Obituary. Did I ever tell you that story about how I wrote him a letter and that's how he joined my band?
Yeah.
So, it's just a very magical part of my experience. And whenever you can give back to, again, to the city or to this person who helped with this style of music that was so motivating and still sounds good, you know, after, I guess, 15, 20 years of listening to these albums, they sound better than ever to me. I've been listening to Napalm Death Harmony Corruption a lot again. And it just really holds up. It really, really does. That's always a good thing. Because sometimes you listen to something after all those years, and it can be embarrassing.
So, by the way, if you want to ask Andrew a question, you can give us a call. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Now, Andrew, I'm assuming you're going to be in the pit before Obituary, what are some of your pit moves? What are some of your favorite go-to pit moves?
I think I kind of end up most of the time in a rather protective fetal crouch, where your arms kind of, it's not a very flattering. It doesn't look cool at all, but it does offer some protection. I guess it's just the most defensive physical stance that you could put your body in. And then occasionally, if I feel like there's a breath of air or a moment, I might snap out. And it's a move where you put one hand over your face like a mask, and then you thread your other arm between the elbow, and it creates sort of like a club.
Mm-hmm.
Very limited motion, and of course you're also guarding yourself at the same time. This I've used occasionally, but usually when I was just trying to make it to the bathroom or had to cross through a pit. Obituary, because of the heaviness, it's going to be a different kind of pit. I don't know that we'll see as much, you know, what's the, like the pinwheeling, the cartwheels, the
right,
the real karate style, which has been popular in New York, at least for a bunch of years, but it gets very brutal, and it becomes, there's like a backpack element that gets involved. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Where the backpack is on the body the whole time, which is smart. If you're going to have any kind of keys or your wallet or any stuff with you, it's better than having it in your pockets if you're going to be going upside down and doing flips. But then the backpack I've also seen used as an extension of the body to whip it out, use the weight of the backpack to spin around. At the best, these moves look kind of ridiculous, and at the worst, they just are completely humiliating. But that's the fun of that pit, is that's the place you get to do this. I don't know that you could do it really on the street. You'd probably get arrested.
Sure. How is Santos with security and, like, metal detecting at the door? Like, if kids want to bring a battle axe or one of their spikes to the Obituary show, are they going to be allowed to do that? Or, like, a mace, a Morningstar, perhaps?
Well, we it depends on the night. Since Obituary hasn't played there before, I don't know. We'll probably have some kind of pat-down like any other venue does. But for certain types of battle axes, maces, nunchucks, it depends on how they're heavy they are and what they're made out of. Because if it looks like a Halloween costume prop, then we might allow it. Because that definitely has the fun of it. Like at Comic-Con, for example, people are allowed to bring in all kinds of crazy stuff because they're not going to be using it in the pit. But if it's in the pit here, if it's plastic or, you know, soft enough that it won't hurt, I think we could allow it.
All right.
All right, cool. Let's take a caller. 717, you're on the air with Andrew WK. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Rob from Baltimore.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
How you doing? Good, good. I have a bit of a composing question.
Oh.
with respect to your second album, The Wolf.
Okay.
I am a huge Marty Friedman fan, and I know that you have done some work with him over the past.
Yes.
And that particular album is very poignant for me.
Thank you.
Wolf. And, yeah, you're very welcome. And as a musician myself, I find myself attracted to listening to that album out of all of yours the most. And I was wondering what inspired you to kind of find that place to come up with the melodies. Your vocals were very strong.
Well, thank you very much. It was a very different sounding album. And for anyone out there who hasn't heard, I guess I have three main albums, and they all fall under the rock and roll umbrella. But the first one's a bit more dry and hard-hitting with shorter songs and really in-your-face delivery. And then the second one, The Wolf, is more expansive, like more reverb on everything, more blown out. A lot more group vocals that are singing big melodies, like there's a choir kind of orchestral feeling to it. But it's also a very strange sounding album to me, especially where I don't really know what we were thinking. I mean, there's so many overdubs that it just sort of sounds like a bunch of wind. And by that, I don't mean wind like in Mother Nature. I mean more like hot gas escaping from a human body, for example. It's a very bizarre sound that I don't even think necessarily is a good sound, but I do think it has power unto itself for that reason. And I think maybe deep down inside, I knew that it was a bizarre way to record an album, you know, having, you know, recording a drum part, for example, and then overdubbing the same part three or four times, it diluted the individual power of everything and made maybe, you know, sort of a mixture. You don't hear individual instruments, but that was the goal. Other than that, I wanted to – there was an emotional headspace for sure, like a feeling of like at the end of a movie or at the top of a roller coaster hill or if you just quit a job that you hated or if you just got hired at a job you loved or if like a girl that you were asking out said yes, maybe before you actually had the date because it could be a really bad date, but just that those moments of euphoria where you want a soundtrack that doesn't even motivate you to have those experiences, but actually it's just the feeling of them themselves. So the first album was a lot more like trying to tell people, instigate people to do certain ways. And I think because we did a lot of that stuff, like we had a lot of crazy great concerts, the second album was more like trying to sum up what all that felt like. So I'm glad that you appreciate it. It's not the album that, you know, most of my fans know as well. So the people that are out there haven't. Maybe your testimony here will introduce some more people to it, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for your call.
Thanks for calling in, Rob.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
That's very nice. I think like Judas Priest, for example, they have that album Ram It Down.
Mm-hmm.
You know that album?
Yep.
It's definitely, in my opinion, the strangest sounding album they ever did. And not often chosen as a favorite by a lot of Judas Priest fans. But to me, it offers something completely unique within the Judas Priest catalog, which is really special. And it's great that they have the odd album out that doesn't sound like the other ones or has a different spirit or has a different feeling. And it may have been a what some people would say a low moment or a moment of confusion for them, but the results speak for themselves. And if you can find that out there, that's what's so great about releasing music publicly, is who knows what kind of guy, like this gentleman in Baltimore, what he's going to hear there, what he's going to find, or how he relates to it. And even if it's different than my thinking, it's a real special part about making music, is that you are asking for people to find something good in it. And when they do, it's very rewarding. Really nice that he called in. I thought he was going to say it sucked.
I think it's really important for artists to, you know, just express themselves. And each album is, you know, their form of expression. And I guess you being an artist and releasing everything publicly, you're kind of like stripping yourself like nude.
Sort of. I mean, there is the idea, and that's a great headspace. And I think that a lot of people do that with their albums. I think there's other approaches, and I think maybe I've chosen this for the InterWK stuff, where it's not so much like you're trying to, like if you build a house, yes, it can be an expression of yourself, but ideally it's meant just to be very sturdy and to shelter you and to provide a certain set of, the house, it's like a necessity. But with music, you can also, like, it's meant to cause something. So I wanted to make music that's not telling about me so much, but trying to make a feeling that I wanted to feel and I hoped other people would feel. And that's what I think also about heavy metal, about metal music in general. It's not, I don't think that like Obituary is an expression of their personalities or their individual, you know, experiences. They want to make this feeling that happens to come from this certain activity, which is this music. You know what I mean? And that's another thing that I love so much about music, is that it doesn't have to be a story or someone's life or their personal self. It can be this tool that makes you feel a certain way, and it works as well as like a wrench will work to, you know, take off a bolt or a screw, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. Well, Andrew, we're going to let you go.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. this was always, you know, it means so much to me to be on your show, and you know I admire what you guys do
Wait, hold on. I'm just going to stop talking. No, can you transition us out of the segment into the music break? Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, why, what is it? What's the next music?
Well, Rob is probably going to play a song from your catalog.
Okay.
And we're gonna wrap this interview up.
Okay, so you want me to wrap it? That's great. Well, you are listening to the Metal Injection live cast. It is a Tuesday evening here in New York City. And we're about to play some song of mine, and I hope you can find something to enjoy in it. And this has been my second time on the show, and I hope to come back again.
You really knocked it out of the park, and we are always blown away by your metal knowledge, and thank you for calling.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, we record the show every Sunday night, in Williamsburg. So if you're ever around.
That is it. Oh, yeah, it's not Tuesday night. Tuesday night. Wow, okay. Well, thank you. Yes, thank you for that. That's another great thing about this show is they always know what day of the week it is. And you're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. And I do hope to come in studio next time.
Great. We'd love to have you. Have a good one, Andrew.
You too. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
All right, here's Andrew WK's new single, Go, 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 Go.
Hi, this is Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get healthcare for every American. If they weren't so busy making penis and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Livecast. You're listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection Live Cast. Here we go.
God damn it, Chuck Landington. I love all of those songs.
Is he going to be following you to Sirius?
No, they could not afford Chuck Landington.
We'll work him in eventually.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, welcome to hour number two of the Metal Injection Live Cast here on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Andrew W.K., but like it's Tuesday night.
How are you enjoying the move? This is our third week, correct?
Yeah, it's a little, taking a little bit of getting used to.
I like that I can relax before the show.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Relax, eh?
Yeah.
Does Monica know what relax means?
Oh, are you kidding?
Stop embarrassing me in front of my friends.
You're the one who's relaxed.
You really think she doesn't know you masturbate?
I'm sure she does.
Wait, she's in the room. Monica, did you know that Noah masturbates?
Yes.
Has this been discussed?
No, we haven't had a discussion about this yet.
They were too busy masturbating.
We were preoccupied.
I give you the heads up. Noah and her friends, usually she ropes her friends into sharing a shower massager.
I told Monica this story, actually. How come I didn't get that offer? Well, we haven't really hung out inside my apartment.
Oh, okay, right.
Robin, I, and Sid can just handle the show if you want to go run back. And
I thought you were going to say we're going to handle something else.
Oh.
Well, we might. But before that, let's talk about this music break.
Okay.
You're about to make the greatest segue ever, but no.
No.
Before we do that, I just want to say Piss Mops the Third. Monica has a cute voice.
Who said that?
Piss Mops the Third said that.
Oh.
In the chat.
He's very romantic. He's no Joe DeRosa, but he wants to flirt with you.
It might actually be Joe DeRosa.
So we started the music break with Gwar, with Sick of You,
yes.
In tribute to Sean.
Yo. You're going to say in tribute to their guitarist.
Well, that's past the news. No.
Lattice Max.
The U in Sick of You is living.
Yeah.
Get it? Because he passed just, away.
He wasn't sick of living. He died. He didn't kill him.
Well, what did he die from?
We don't know yet.
Probably drugs, though, right? That's like the assumption.
Doesn't mean he wants
to. I think he was coming off of drugs, and probably not usually people who are.
I don't know if drugs were involved at all. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They didn't say.
They wouldn't.
Complications.
Well, yeah. Beyond after Gwar, we heard some Amon Amarth with Runes to My Memory. After that, what?
I want to hear how Shlomo.
Amon Amarth.
Who was that?
That was one of our callers who had a speech impediment saying Amon Amarth.
Fantastic.
Was it really a speech impediment?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad laughing at him.
No, it's fine.
Don't feel bad.
Trust me.
There he is, Shlomo.
After them is Brooklyn's own Hull. Not hello, Shlomo. Hull.
Hello.
Hull with
hello.
Hull.
Hello.
What?
That's how you say it.
Spanish.
Spanish.
Hull.
Hello.
What? Oh, yes.
Hull. Hull. With Hull.
That's
H-U-L-L. Hull. A light that shone was the song.
I think so.
Yeah, well, you should. After them was Knocked Mischium with High on Hate.
Shlomo, could you call it and say that's the song?
And we wrapped up the break with Power Pellet with a track Pencil Break. So that was the music break.
Just
Hull, Shlomo, Hull. H-U-L-L, Hull.
He's hearing impaired.
Shlomo Trina from Shlomo Trina. S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-E.
It's for the benefit of Monica. We had a contest once where we had people mix Shlomo singing the dreidel song to music.
Are you familiar with the dreidel song?
Yeah.
I made you out of clay, so he sang it.
Dreidel.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not
I'd like to play a little bit of that now. It's the extended version of the dreidel. He's an Orthodox Jew.
Yeah, he's real. He lives in Brooklyn.
Well, let's go through the list, the menu. He's an Orthodox Jew from Brooklyn.
17 years old.
Well,
no one and Rob have met him.
He's deaf in one ear and has Asperger's. And
what is that though he's fine?
That's Shlomo.
Oh yeah, and he's also a right winger.
Yeah,
man.
Not
one.
Is he an avid listener of the show?
Yeah,
I would say. Yeah, you could
call. If you say his name enough times, he'll call in.
He's like Beetlejuice.
And he trolls our forums constantly also. Like starting fights and people. He hasn't called in. He didn't call in last week, did he?
He did last week.
I think he did.
Oh.
Remember he was.
Oh, yeah, right.
On the screen.
Fiddle knows Monica's entire backstory, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
How do you know that? Well, let's say what you're talking
weird.
About.
I know.
Fiddle in the chat writes, Monica is a Jew whose grandfather converted to Christianity or something like that.
Well, I'm not a Jew right now, but my grandfather did.
How about in like 15 minutes? Will you be a Jew?
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. Are you religious
at
all?
Well, you said right now.
Monica went to church this morning.
What? Really? Are you religious?
Well, I'm Catholic, but this was the first time in like 6 months that I've gone, and
you
I didn't even... No, I didn't even like it.
Oh, good. It's church stuff.
Would you like to confess right now?
Confess what?
Just your sins.
No, thank
Come
you.
On. Rob's
thank
an ordained minister.
Mm-hmm.
You could confess your ordained minister.
Hey, what's your problem?
So you're going to be your serious DJ voice?
Lord. Yeah, this is my natural voice. That's
what
like one of the rules. Hey, can I help you?
I'm sure Liquid Metal would love that voice. Yeah.
You're listening to Liquid Metal.
Is that basically how Jose sounds?
It is.
Oh,
I mean,
dead.
Why is that an insult?
He doesn't sound like that.
His voice, his voice
more charismatic.
Slight, with a slight Latino tinge. But
no, he doesn't sound effeminate. Come
he's
on.
Like a John Leguizamo character. I just wanted to mention John Leguizamo.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't get enough talk on this show.
So how was church? What didn't you like about it?
It just was too long.
Really?
I lose patience very easily.
Noah usually likes when it's long.
are we still talking about
sessions.
Church?
Yeah, what are
yeah,
we talking about?
What?
Were they, was there a sermon? Like, what were they talking about?
Oh, my gosh. He was talking about how you have to use your talents and not bury them in a hole.
How else are you supposed to use your talent? Wait.
What if you're really a good hole digger?
Yeah, what if that's what you're great at?
Rob digs his talents in holes all the time.
Please, I didn't go to church.
By the way, you're in a room full of Jews. I don't know. Are you feeling comfortable at all?
I'm sorry, what?
We're all Jewish in this room.
We're all Christ killers. We kill Christ, personally.
Even though I've always been told I look like a Italian Brooklyn, like Guido.
Or a Dominican guy.
Yeah. Well,
you're not very Guido.
I'm half Spanish, but all Jewish. I'm all Jew boy.
And you're Jewish, too?
Jewish.
Oh.
Russian music.
Non-practicing, but yes.
Yeah.
And we're all self-hating, too.
Yeah.
I'm not self-hating. I hate religion.
I hate all other Jews. I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's the rest of you guys.
Did you run over any Jews on the way over here?
I tried.
No. I took the train, so... I don't think I ran over any.
They just stand in the fucking street. I can't stand it. Where we do the show in Williamsburg, they just walk in the fucking street. And it's like, stand there when cars are coming.
They think they own it.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I wanted to get back to the church. That reminded me.
All right.
Super Nintendo Chalmers is right. Sid was the guy pointing out the other Jews to the SF. I totally would have. I would have abandoned my religion so fucking fast.
And Frank, she's up there.
Yeah.
She's in the attic.
Come on, how many am I worth? Like, how many do I have to rat out for you to just leave me the fuck alone? I'll do it right. I don't care. That guy was a dick to me in elementary school. Nah. He's hiding over there. Come on.
Sid would have decircumcised himself. Oh. He would have put a sheepskin on his cock.
Something.
Did you know that Sam Roberts just was circumcised when he was 19?
Who's Sam Roberts?
Oh, Darren was circumcised when he was how old?
30.
30. Oh, okay.
I win.
And Darren's story is, like, far worse than Sam's.
It wasn't way, way worse.
Like, something excruciating.
I had a minor medical condition that required me to. Nothing serious, but, like, the skin wouldn't.
Gigantism of the penis is what you should have said.
Shame.
Why did you decide to do that at 30?
I didn't decide. I had to. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to have sex or masturbate again.
That sounds awful.
So it was do or die.
The skin was stuck in the closed position. So I couldn't. It would only retract like a half inch for me to pee, and that was it.
Just all of a sudden, you made it 30 years without.
Yeah,
that?
That's apparently that happens to people that aren't circumcised on occasion.
So
it's a fairly common thing. So he said I can. My doctor was an Orthodox Jew, by the way, but he said, you know, you can. I can fix this and not circumcise you, but it could happen again. It's pointless. Just cut it. It's better for you. It's healthier. Which I don't agree with, but, like, I was less informed about it then, so I just said, snip it, and that's what happened. I wouldn't have done it today if I knew more about it.
Do you have a scar?
No. But at the time, for a while, I did. It's like a real faint scar. You barely see it. Like, you could see the discoloration, like, where there used to be skin covering it.
Is the guy, the guy that did it, he was a rabbi and a moil?
He's not a rabbi. He was a straight surgeon.
Oh, okay.
Moil, I think, is only when it's, like, for a baby.
Yeah.
Once
but sometimes
age,
moils are surgeons and vice versa.
Yeah, they are, but he was not. He's the lay person.
Just a guy that likes to chop penises.
But he did have a beanie when he did my...
He was wearing a beanie while he was performing surgery on your cock.
Did it fall off as he leaned in?
Is he a Rastafarian?
My cock or the beanie?
Was he also smoking weed?
No weed. Why would he smoke weed? He's an Orthodox Jew.
Because I thought of a Rastafarian when you said
weed. That's like a beret. What do they call those things?
I don't know what they call them.
I thought it was called a beanie.
Oh, he was a very nice guy, though. He looked and sounded like Henry Winkler. Yeah.
But like as the Fonz or just
No,
Henry
like
Winkler
Henry Winkler in the Water Boy or whatever.
Nice
guy. Very, very fatherly, you know.
How awesome would it have been if he had just like elbowed your cock in the...
It worked.
And it just fell off. The foreskin like ran away from him.
Thanks, Fonz. Yeah, that would have been awesome.
If only.
Oh, well. So why did your family convert?
Oh.
Were you hiding from the Holocaust?
I was like, what? No. My grandfather was Jewish, and my mother, or my grandmother, was Catholic.
And
so
she forced them?
She must have been a sexy woman. I don't know.
That's what a lot of Jews do. Like they don't give a shit about being Jewish. They go, oh, you're Catholic? All right.
Really? I thought it was the other way around. Like, people converted to Judaism.
Nobody wants to be Jewish.
It's not even that. It's just I feel like Jews are, on like as a whole, more educated, and not because they're better, but just society. Like a societal thing, you know, like they tend to push their kids.
Because
or whatever.
Their money gets them the best education.
Yeah, and the more educated you are, the less religious you tend to be. So they tend to drift away from being Jewish, you know.
Yeah.
I would say.
Interesting.
Anyway, so yeah. So how do they know that?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
They're stalking you? You must have said it on the air and you heard you on Sirius.
Maybe I did. I don't remember. I might have.
That's kind of creepy otherwise. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there might be some special delivery people listening because I saw somebody say,
just
a chick from special delivery.
And the thing is, Fiddle is also like a regular listener of ours, so clearly he's a regular listener of both shows, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there, he just wrote
Fiddle, call in and tell us which show you like better, special delivery or the live cast. We need to know.
You should need to call in and go, Monica, is it true that you used to be a Catholic and Jewish and converted to Catholic? Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Someone went into the Noah used to live in Bensonhurst, and they went into the Bensonhurst Wikipedia page and edited it so that she was. They put her
like
in
like a celebrity that lives in Bensonhurst,
and said that she was a porn star,
an adult film actress.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I got to get that right.
Might happen one day.
Yeah.
It could just be
predictive.
I feel like I have at least another 7 to 10 years.
That you could still do porn, you mean?
No, until it's MILF porn that she can only do.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be past your window.
7 to 10 years to do what?
Until I become a filthy porn star.
Oh.
You don't think that this is the time to capitalize on your good looks?
Everyone has their thing, and maybe I'll just do, like, specialty, like, geriatric porn or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sure.
What about like a bukkake? That's not.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter how old you are.
You don't have to actually touch the guy.
It's good for the skin. It'll make you look younger the more films you do.
Wait, Jared, what kind of film? Bukkake.
I'm filling in for Sean today. I already said in the chat, so I got to do my Chicago. Chicago. Little Chicago bukkake.
And speaking of bukkake, Penn State, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to ask Noah if she'd do a meat hole.
Well, Noah.
We don't have the transition with you quite yet.
Speaking of...
What would that entail?
Like a piss mop or something of that nature.
I don't understand what piss mops are.
They just pee on the girls. I haven't watched it. I know that's the new meme that I watch crazy, disgusting porn.
That's not the new meme. That's a consistent meme.
I feel a normal porn 90% and like a few things that.
Yeah, Darren
that you would make
likes
fun
to
of.
Watch porn where the woman wears a toilet seat over her mouth.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's absolutely not true.
He doesn't consider it wearing.
I've seen that, but I'm not turned on by it.
You've seen that?
Sure.
Research purposes.
A woman with a toilet on her head.
I've seen it and I click right past it. I'm not interested in that.
Oh, you mean it's like in the red tube list?
It's like no, it's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. He has to try every porno bed before he finds
right.
One that's just
right. I would say.
How do you know you hate a girl with a toilet seat on
right.
Her head?
You would, that could, it could be something that just catches you by off guard and then you like it. But no, I do not like the toilet seat over the head.
No Rocco Siffredi for you?
No, there were some, because some of them, it varies like how disgusting it is. Some of them are
sure.
Perfectly acceptable couples porn, and then others are like door fucking.
And I still remember the one where he flushes a girl's head in the toilet while he's fucking her from behind.
Swirly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's not a very romantic gentleman, even though he is Italian.
Isn't that like his signature thing, though?
Yeah.
But he's Italian?
Yeah.
And then he flushes girls' heads in the toilet.
Mainly the toilet thing, not so much the Italian.
Berlusconi does it, so I guess why not Freddie?
He quit.
Yeah. So he could flush more girls' heads in the toilet and not have to be busy signing things into law and taking bribes.
Yeah, I don't get how that's hot. I'm sorry. I like aggressive porn and all that, but that's, that's over the line for me.
I don't know that that's necessarily hot. It's just injecting a little humor into the proceedings.
Really?
I don't know.
You think that's funny?
But do you like to laugh while you're masturbating?
I was just thinking
some
the same
people
thing.
Like listen,
good drama shows like The Wire or Breaking Bad, they have funny moments. It's not all grim drama.
It's a comedic relief.
Yeah.
So have that at the end.
Why Boys is just another kind of show. Why can't that have comedic relief? See? It applies to all forms of entertainment. See? There you go. Even the live cast sometimes needs comedic relief.
Rob's laughing. See? That was, by the way, that was Silvio Berlusconi crushing his girlfriend down the toilet.
That was the day. We have a whole different thing. It's coming from two different angles.
Monica, are you horrified by the show? Yes.
I'm just very entertained.
We're working on it.
I don't even know what to say.
We're working on it. We're going to get Joe DeRosa in here. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have Joe DeRosa. Oh, Morbid Toaster said there was one porn where the chick shouted, "Give it to me, you N-word." I'm assuming that.
I'm sure that's a lot of pornos. Well, was it a white chick shot?
I've never seen that. I've seen a lot of I really do not like interracial porn at all.
Yeah, I can't relate.
How do you mean?
I need to be able to relate to the male actor.
Oh, you have to put yourself.
If it's a black dick, I can't think that it's my dick. And it's just weird.
What if it's a white guy fucking a black girl?
That's fine. That's fine.
What about the Latinos? Can you relate to the Latinos? If it is a Latino actor?
Depends.
What if he actually
depends
white?
On the skin tone. Huh?
Or what if it's a black guy that's like Urkel-ish? Can you relate to that?
It's not a personality thing that I'm having trouble with. It's the pure physicality.
But is a black guy that acts more mainstream really that different from you, though?
I'm just talking about
that's
look.
That's the penis sign.
Really?
No, I'm just talking
what
about
if he's
skin
a white
color.
Guy that doesn't
skin
look
color.
Like you,
just skin color.
What if he's a white guy that's like really Diesel? That's not like you either.
What if
you
it's a white guy?
I can't believe it. You're porno racist.
I am.
I don't feel that's racist. That's a preference.
That's racist.
I generally like black girls. I mean, that doesn't mean I'm racist against white girls, though.
Well, I haven't brought it up, but.
Sorry, Rob. I didn't want to sleep with you. I apologize.
No, I don't. I'm not
Rob,
a girl.
Rob
is red in the face now. He's
not
a black girl.
Man.
Like
by the way, that twit pic came out wonderful. I
thank
to
you.
Say.
The lovely lady.
You're an artist.
I try.
The ladies are hugging in Rob's goony face. Not that you have a goony face. I mean, you were making a face.
Meanwhile, no, it's like Rob looks good in this picture.
Well,
Darren thinks Rob was making a goony face, and you think Rob looked good in the picture.
I thought Rob looked cute.
He was making his photo bombing. He was making a dirt. You know, he's like trying to.
His hair looked amazing.
I find that I wasn't dirting that much, Darren. You're
were you derping?
Trying to make
more
derping.
More derping.
More derping than dying.
He was herping and derping.
Could that be the episode title?
More
derping than dying.
Yes.
Right
but anyway, speaking of meat holes, Penn State.
Yeah, so I feel like there should be a recap of what exactly happened for people out of touch, such as myself. Darren?
Some touching happened for people that were out of touch.
Yes, so this an assistant coach, right? Mm-hmm. What was his name?
A former assistant coach.
Former assistant coach.
Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky at a college.
At Penn State University.
Did you just do it?
All right, fine.
Perfect.
In 2002, I believe, during
that's
the football offseason. Director's commentary. A student assistant to the coaching staff of Penn State University was in the locker room during, like, nobody else was supposed to be there. It was during the offseason. And he heard a loud rhythmic slapping sound coming from the showers. He proceeds to go. This is a 28-year-old guy that hears this noise. Goes into the shower and he sees this 60-something-year-old former assistant coach fucking a 10-year-old kid in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would any logical, reasonable 28-year-old adult with a brain in their head do? They would call the police,
Tempo.
Right? Or run in there and beat the shit out of the old man and save the kid. Instead, he goes home and asks his dad what he should do. Mm-hmm. His dad, who also is clearly...
Turn that off right now.
Rob,
that is a poor taste.
How did I get that? Oh, I pressed the wrong sound effect.
That's not me playing that.
I was looking for the rape shofar sound effect.
If only they had one then. Jeez. But so this 28-year-old guy's dad says, you should tell the head coach of the team what happened. And because also the dad has no brain in his fucking head. So he tells the head coach tells like the president of the university or whatever. And the end result is that they take away the guy's key to the locker room.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Like, they fired him, though, right?
No, he wasn't on staff already. He was just a friend of the staff. He was a former assistant coach that they still let use the facility because he ran a charity for at-risk kids and that's who he was fucking in the ass.
Sid, are you insinuating he should have not had his key taken away? You're a terrible person.
Yeah, I know. It's just, listen, everybody needs to shower. It's not just non-pedophiles. Everybody needs to shower. No, but like, so, and obviously in the next few years, he obviously diddled a bunch of other kids. It's up to 8 now, I think, in the case. It's like 40 counts of child abuse. The head coach of Penn State got fired. They rioted. The students rioted.
So, yeah, that's the fucking thing. The head coach got fired for not reporting the guy to the cops or whatever, right?
No. Well, he said that he was going to resign at the end of the season.
Yeah, he was going to retire.
And the same day that he made that statement, the college board or whatever fired him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then students, you're going to say?
They rioted.
They rioted because he got fired.
They want our head coach. Yeah.
The fuck?
It's not fair. Just because he let kids get abused for an extra 10 years. We want to win a football game, even though our team still has
more sports. Important than child abuse.
Yeah, really? What the hell?
Fuck the child abuse.
Fuck the child abuse. Why you molest Daniel in the shower? 10 years old, baby.
Aww.
Now, before we get into like the deep philosophical aspects of this that I want to discuss, when the head coach was fired, Joe Paterno was fired, they brought on his assistant to be the head coach for the rest of the season. Rob, do you have the clip queued up? So during the press conference, one of the reporters asked the assistant what he thought of Joe Paterno. So here is what the assistant said.
Coach Paterno will go down in history as one of the greatest men.
Greg Weeks, I would like a phone call how you feel about that. Pizza Destroyer, call us up.
This is going to reflect poorly on the greatest men organization.
It's like if that's all you have to do is let pedophiles off the hook to be one of the greatest men.
Well, he did take his key to the shower away. That's good.
Exactly.
That's good.
That's just crazy that some guy created a charity.
Yeah.
And ended up using the charity as a front.
Is there any proof that he actually molested boys through the charity?
Well, all the boys he molested were boys that he met through the charity.
Yeah.
Now, there's a rumor that's been circulating, like came out late last week, that the charity in itself was just a front, and all the wealthy donors basically used the charity to
like
find at-risk kids to fuck.
It's pimping.
Yes. Oh. It's not – that's still just a rumor. Hopefully that's not true, but yeah, that's one of those.
Oh, my God, that would be terrible.
And the craziest thing of all, so this Jerry Sandusky guy wrote an autobiography in 2001.
Yeah.
Anybody want to take a guess what the name of the autobiography was?
I Finger Children in the Shower.
Close.
Almost.
Close.
Touched.
Oh. Touched, the Jerry Sandusky story.
It's going to be a Lifetime movie.
Touched.
Unbelievable.
All words.
He probably thought he was being very clever, too.
Yeah. Just a filthy old pig.
Fingered by God.
But here's the thing. All right, so you say filthy old pig, but.
But.
Listen, this is something that I never hear this discussed, but it's a legitimate thing to discuss. I'm not saying, all right, obviously being gay and being a pedophile are not the same thing, obviously.
Okay.
But it's something you're born with.
Right.
Right? Nobody decides, like, they're in their 20s, and they're like, yeah, you know what, I'm bored fucking chicks. I like to fuck little boys.
Right.
It's a desire that you are born with, correct?
No. I think it's something in the brain that's not working right. I don't think
it's a defect that you're born
with.
It's
a defect.
But sexual preference is something you're born with.
Right.
Okay, but are you trying to say that what he did could be rationalized?
No, I'm just saying... follow me, but can we agree that sexual preference, no matter what it is, is something you're born with, so it's not in your control.
Okay.
Now, in the Constitution, we are guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, are we not?
I don't like what
it is. No. Listen, I don't have any hard answers here, no pun intended, but it's just are things that need to be talked out. These are things that need to be discussed.
Okay.
So pursuit of happiness.
Okay.
If the only thing that will make you happy is fucking little boys, and this is not something you've decided, this is just something you're born with and you have no control over, what is to be done?
You want
to should you just kill yourself?
If the only thing that makes you happy is killing people,
right.
That
but
doesn't mean you're going to go kill
your pursuit of happiness cannot impede anyone else's liberty or
so what should we do? Like if someone like
a lobotomy.
No.
What,
a lobotomy.
If people are born with a sickness that causes them to desire to have sex with children, there has to be outlets for them to suppress it. In other words, to have therapy or whatever. There's nothing
against them having those thoughts. There's a separation.
Yeah.
There's a line of separation.
Them having the thought isn't what's wrong.
But then they're just going to have
acting
a
on
lame.
It
well, they're going to have a disappointing life then if they never get to act on it.
That's
but what
the
can
way
be
it
done
is.
To prevent them from having a disappointing
again,
life, but also
you,
to prevent
you shouldn't
kids from getting raped?
But
there's got to be a solution here. We could come. We could figure it out in the next 28 minutes. Here we could solve the problem of pedophilia if we all put our minds to it.
So.
And everyone
just because
be
it's something that they want doesn't mean that they should have it though.
Yeah.
But
you shouldn't have everything that you want.
Maybe
you
want to
have
like,
sex with like a really attractive supermodel.
Well,
you're not going to have
pay.
That.
You could pay a hooker who's really attractive.
Right, but with kids,
you could pay.
You go to the Philippines and fuck a Filipino kid because they
still the
allow
moral,
that.
What's the going rate, Sid?
I don't know, but it's probably not that much. In the Philippines, like Gary Glitter did it. He got away with it. But the thing is, what if you're only into little white kids? Then you can't go to the it's not there. So
and
what do you
and
do?
You have the same problem like you do watching black guys in porn where you can't relate. So
what if you only want to fuck Sofia Vergara and that's the only woman you want to fuck in the world?
Yeah, like what do? Do you
try
suppress it?
Take acting classes, work really hard. Maybe one day you get a guest spot on Modern Family and the magic happens.
But that's legitimate. But that's something legal.
You get yourself into the situation,
That's something legal. Yeah. If it's something that harms the welfare of people, then you have to suppress it.
Do you think one day we could robotics technology will advance enough that we can make like little 10-year-old boy robots that they could fuck?
I think that would be a great thing.
So, like real dolls of little boys?
I'm sure there are real dolls of little boys. I mean,
legal,
I don't know, but I'm
legally
sure.
Obtained?
Why wouldn't that be? Why, I don't see why that would be illegal.
It's not real. The ones making that.
The real doll company? They don't care.
They go on their site.
I don't know. I don't want that information.
Yeah. Go on the little boy
littleboyrealdoll.com. They have those Cabbage Patch dolls with the pee hole in it.
Rob's actually typing.
That's not lifelike. That's not the same.
By the way, Monica, you went to church. Did you see any priests doing anything? Was there any touching going on?
No,
oh my God.
I didn't see that today.
Did anyone know?
She wouldn't be getting touched.
I was going to say, did anyone approach you? You have a very young face, you know. You have, like, a very young face.
I try to stay towards the back.
Okay. Good, so do they.
I get the caller.
Okay, here we go. 386, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? And what are your thoughts on pedophilia? 386.
Hello. This is a boy calling to report Sid.
Pick up the phone.
You have 5 seconds.
I hear things.
I don't think they're here.
All right, they're gone. So, how much do you guys think a real doll costs?
A sex doll?
It's like $1,200.
Yeah, it's more than that. It's like $5,000.
$5,999. Even. No
even the real doll salespeople have to do that trick with the
cash. If I pay in cash, will they give me a break on the tax?
Do they take CODs?
They don't take fish as payment.
To learn more about how our clothes fit on our dolls, please view our sizing guide.
There's
why
actually,
would
I need clothes?
Wait, what are you? Is it little kids or is it like
adults? It's adult women.
Look up the little
kid
one.
There's also you could buy a torso.
Monica's investigating the.
A torso is only
$1,000. A torso?
No head.
Get down to business.
It's just the torso.
Some people refer to that as the perfect woman.
Well,
yeah.
Sid, what if you really just want to fuck a quadriplegic?
Oh, my God. You
easy.
You could get just the crotch.
Well, people buy rubber vaginas.
But it's like an ass and the crotch without legs.
Good.
And that's only $600. So that's
a good deal.
I guess it's price points for like every...
Wait, can you buy pieces of the body over time and then clip
it
together?
Oh, look in the chat. Dickus Hungus just said, I once saw a pussy and an ass and a mouth like sewn together.
Oh, I've
so
seen
maybe
that.
The guy bought all of them and sewed them together.
No, it's just like one piece where it's the vagina and the butthole and there's like a mouse.
Can you request that? Like, can you say I want just an armpit? I have a fetish to fuck an armpit.
I bet you they would custom make that for you.
Yeah. $59.99.
In this economy, they'll sell you whatever the fuck you want. You just need to make a buck.
I did not even know those sites existed. And adjustable vagina sizes. How insane.
Really?
You can get a pregnancy one where it's already dilated.
Oh,
there's like
why?
A
why?
No, I'm kidding.
It's probably true. I wouldn't doubt
that's like
it.
The opposite of what you'd want.
Oh, my God. There's a she-male doll.
What?
It's
well, that makes sense. People
why wouldn't you just get a female one and then put a strap on it, and then sometimes maybe you feel like a vagina and it's there. Shemale doll, you don't have the choice.
People are very particular about their
jerks.
Oh, see, it's a detachable attachment.
Detachable penis. King missile.
I bet Sean has one of those.
Oh, but you can also get a permanently attached penis if you're not into that vagina crap.
Rob's saving up.
Penis and face.
For his permanently attached penis.
What? I already have a penis. That was a terrible joke.
Yeah. Thank you for admitting it.
Does it do meat spin?
It might break off.
No.
I don't know what the quality is of the...
Well, no. I mean, it should mimic like a real-life penis, no?
Rob, can you meat spin?
Right now.
Not right now.
No,
I'm
right now.
If you can.
Darren's warm. Give him a breeze. Whip it up. No?
No.
Rob's not even listening to me.
I'm looking up real boy baby dolls.
Your IP address is going to get logged. But
yeah.
Well, the studio's IP address.
Oh, well, man.
yeah,
they don't have it, but they have like...
really loud. They have just like really nice dolls for like $150.
Really nice?
But yeah, they're like, you know, not
like
for raping. So truly real,
but they're not
baby doll.
Yeah, there's no vagina.
Yeah, it's not sexual.
If only Jerry Sandusky had found that site.
Turn it off, man. Turn it off.
Okay, staring at it.
I'll set the scene in the studio for you right now. Rob put the Noah. Did Noah do that?
No.
I don't have access to
it.
Noah put meat spin on the gigantic 40-inch screen that we have in here.
She's laughing so hard that her eyes are tearing.
And Monica threw up on the table.
What's the URL on that meat spin?
What are you thinking? Is
meat spin? Something?
Meatspin.
Don't give it out. There's little kids in
like,
our audience.
It's not meatspin.angelfire.edu.
Are you saying their site design is poor? Is that
no, it's great. I'm just saying make sure to lower
yes,
your speakers.
Yes, it's definitely an EDU site.
You don't You don't want your parents to
Penn State EDU. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Monica just threw up.
Sorry.
I
forgot that we were staring at a huge monitor and that it would be that big. I thought it was a small thumbnail.
The guy
at
who's...
first I tried showing her on my phone, but it didn't work.
Funny.
I thought I knew what the meat spin was, but then that was just so much more than I thought I was going to get.
Show her goatee now.
No, I'm not torturing her.
Girl?
Please.
How about lemon party? Show her lemon.
No lemon party. I can't even look at that.
Do you know what lemon party is?
No.
It's just like guys hanging out. It's nothing.
Whatever.
Just look casual.
The guys hanging out in each other's mouths, and they're also 90 years old.
That's it. It's a .org.
Yeah. Lemonparty.org.
Why
are we giving... If you're under 18, don't go to these sites at all.
If you're under 18...
Unless
your parents aren't home, then go
there. Honestly, if you're under 18, don't listen to our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll download it, but then delete the file.
Right.
We
need the stats.
That's right.
That's cool.
Keep our priorities in order.
Yeah, definitely don't look at Lemon. Even of any age, don't look at Lemon Party because you'll be scarred for life. Worse than meat spin out.
You know what? That's what they should make pedophiles look at.
Can we rank these things? Like, but what's the worst? Goatsy is the worst to me.
No, Lemon Party to me is the worst.
It's just not.
But you know what? We're going to need them all on the screen right now to decide which is freaking us out the most.
Goatsy is gross.
No,
it's beyond.
What
there.
About Subgirl?
Tub girl
second.
Is very gross.
Tub girl second.
Right, wait, we need to get him on the screen.
Really? Okay.
I need a refresher.
I don't know. What am I seeing? Oh,
Monica, don't look.
You're the one that's first being exposed to all of these, so you can tell. We're more jaded than you are.
Yeah.
You can tell us which one's the most disgusting.
We'll get a nice visceral reaction.
How do you spell goatsy?
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What am I going to see?
Oh! I saw a great thing. I saw this great thing online. Someone took Goatsy and photoshopped it into like a cloud, and with like God's hands opening the cloud, and it spread around like a meme. Like all these religious people sent it around, like it was like a great gift, a fucking picture of God opening the heavens, and they're like, "Oh, look at this beautiful God picture." And then people are like, "No, that's Goatsy. That's the guy spreading his asshole open. Godsy."
Yeah. That was so bad.
Now give her Tub Girl now.
No, Tub Girl, you know. Everyone knows Tub Girl.
I found a funny article about, by the way, I don't want to get off that. While you're searching for that, there was a guy who is named Jerry Sandusky with a G.
Uh-huh.
He's the Baltimore Ravens play-by-play
no.
guy. That's not it. He's getting all kind of shit because he's getting hateful emails because his name is Jerry Sandusky. That's fucked up. It's like the guy named Jeffrey Dahmer with a G.
Here's
Tub Girl. Look, Monica.
Come on.
No,
it's just a girl eating Cheetos in the tub.
10 years of being grossed out.
I don't know. I'm not looking.
Okay, Monica now has her back to the microphone. She's not even, like, willing to participate.
Horrible.
All right, it's off. It's off. You can look now. It's off. Yes, it's off. Just look. It's off. Why would I lie? I just met you. Why would I lie? Just look, it's off.
I know there's something out there.
It's not ghosty.
I know there's something out there.
All right, Noah, take it off.
Okay, it's off.
Take it off. All right, look.
No, I'm not looking. I know there's something. I'm not even looking at the screen. I know. I can see it out of the corner.
Oh, it's just a...
That's just Rob.
You know what I love about Tub Girl? You know what I love about Tub Girl the most? Is they got this fucking... like a shower of diarrhea and everything.
Spoiler alert.
But they fucking blur out her vagina.
Well, because it's Asian.
What? Like, all of that? Why do you have to blur her vagina?
Is she wearing a mask?
Out?
It looks like she's wearing a mask.
Of shit? Yeah,
no,
that's
it's
all
a napkin.
Shit, man. All shit.
But
it's like
a sharp angle.
No, it's like a napkin that's not doing anything at all.
It's so gross. It's so gross.
By the way, Monica, you're not going to look. I'll tell you what it is. It's a woman in a tub, but laying with her legs behind her head, and she's diarrheaing up in the air, and it's hitting her in the face.
It's like a fountain of diarrhea in her face.
It looks like a latte coming out of her asshole, basically.
Happen?
Well, why don't you just take a look?
The answers are right there for you.
I don't need to see the picture. I mean, like, how does that happen? How do you have diarrhea on your face?
Because it's a
you
plume.
You offer the girl a lot of money when you meet her at a bus station.
Did you ever see the fountains in front of the Bellagio? Did you ever see the fountains in the Bellagio that just go like 6 feet in the air?
Yes.
It's like that, but poop.
You're like 30 degrees closer to the screen now than you were. You're like on your way.
Monica's now like, she's like out the door. She's sitting out the door.
She's like tilting her head a little, but not quite.
No, I think she's getting farther away from us.
Yeah. Spiritually, I think maybe, but physically not yet.
Noah, put piss mops on. No, I'm kidding. Don't put piss mops.
No, Lemon Party. We still haven't seen Lemon
Party. No, I can't do Lemon Party, please.
I was going to
look away.
We need Noah to work the board.
Okay.
We can't have her pass out. Why are we looking at this?
We have to rank these.
How did this get started?
Don't look at Lemon Party.
I'm not. Okay, I'm not even looking at the screen.
I'm not either. I hate Lemon Party. Goatsea is the worst to me.
Oh, it's just .org. Just lemonparty.org.
The site you shouldn't go to.
Yeah.
I think Goatsea's the worst, then Tub Girl, and then Lemon Party out of these three.
Lemon Party is the worst. I can't even.
Why?
I don't know.
There's like weird.
Hey, what about Meat Spin?
You have to maximize the screen.
Oh, it's all covered with ads, though.
Oh, good. I can't look at the screen.
I like the ads.
Yeah.
How are you comfortable looking at this?
It's like because I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I can look at a gay man without being gay.
It's just love. There's nothing going on there except love.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I saw a little bit of it.
No, one of them's Asian. Is that why you hate it?
Is that your friend?
No.
Yeah, I guess this one really isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Just tender love.
I mean, it's not any... Yeah, it's like gross, but it's not like... I don't know.
It's just
it?
Old people.
It's a bunch of old guys sucking each other's cocks.
It's a gay threesome of 90-year-old
There's only one
men.
Cock being sucked.
There's only one.
It's honestly the... It's a, no,
really?
Yeah, one...
It's like an outtake from the movie Cocoon.
One guy's not even turned on. He's like, he got no boner. See,
okay,
just,
I'm closing it.
He's just hanging
I'd
out.
I'd rather look at Tub Girl.
Oh, Tub Girl!
No, Tub Girl is the worst.
Let's go back to Goatsea.
Goatsea's
no,
the worst. No,
go to the first half.
I'm like Noah with Lemon Party.
Okay,
I can't look at that.
Definitely good.
Because it has blood. I can't. That's what
Ew,
I.
Ew, what do you mean?
It's not blood. That's the inside of his ass.
Oh, that's made of blood corpuscles.
So we've decided. Goatsea is definitely the worst.
Find the Goatsea in the air, the God thing.
Okay.
God Goatsea. That's great.
All right, we've stopped now.
It's true.
Yeah, there's
it's really
nothing.
Bad.
We'll
just do goatee clouds.
Monica, we're not kidding. There's nothing on the screen.
Goatee clouds.
I don't believe you. I'm
if you look and there's something gross, you can punch me.
Well, now we're going to goatee clouds.
Hands of God, that's
we'll
it. It's that first thing. Yeah. Well, that's the Snopes thing. I don't have to actually have it. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Okay, there's no more disgusting.
Look, seriously. Look, would your friend lie to you? Put it up, quick. Put it up.
I'm not
going to
do
that.
No,
she wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
Do you hate us?
So the original... Oh, it's gone. The original version of that is just something.
Oh, that's a good idea. Piss Mobster Thurs said someone should be Goatsy for Halloween next
year. I feel like somebody's done that.
Really?
I feel like I've seen a picture.
Well, if I haven't seen it, it's new to me.
Google that, Goatsy Halloween costume. I think somebody's done that.
I think that was Sean's Halloween costume.
That was just Sean walking around with his asshole spread apart.
That's Sean's idea of business casual.
All over my penis and face.
Right.
No, I don't see any.
No.
Good. Well, it's yours.
Maybe that was just a dream I had.
Well, Piss Mops the Third, you should do that.
Yeah.
Take pictures. As long as you're over 18. No goatee costumes if you're underage.
I've seen goatee, like, pumpkins.
Really?
Yes.
I did not see that.
It's
How
really
long
good.
Has that been around? I've not heard of any of
that. That's just a pretty old meme.
Since the internet's been around. Yeah. Years.
That was the
years.
First thing on the internet.
That guy's
one of them.
Yeah.
When Al Gore created the internet, that's the first thing.
Oh, that's funny.
That was actually when Alexander Graham Bell first made the telephone. He said goatsy. That was the first word that he said.
The first telephone.
How did
this
even happen?
No, this goatsy thing was actually a troll where, like, a friend would be like, oh, it would be like an early Rickroll,
yeah.
Except
right.
It would be, like, 100 goatsy pop-ups and then a really loud... You're looking at gay porn.
Yeah.
You're looking at gay porn.
You're gay. You're a fag.
So that was the trolls that happened before pop-up blockers.
Or they would send you a movie clip, and you're watching it very intently, and then when it would get to the climax, it would just be a goatee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're aware that... Abraham Lincoln was in attendance for the very first Lincoln Party.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Log cabin.
420 years ago.
It was even too soon.
You're gay! Looking at gay porn!
I bet he was into that kind of stuff. Weren't there rumors about Abraham Lincoln? That he had a gay phase?
He liked black chicks.
No, that's Thomas Jefferson.
I don't think a phase. I think there were rumors that he
Mr.
was
Jefferson.
Gay.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah,
I thought it was just that, like, he was just in a shack for a really long time, and there was only one other guy there, and they just, out of choice.
Quit justifying it, Rob.
Yeah.
I think they were just hanging out for
a few years. They find the journal of the other guy and that he was in love with him and that they were very tender and caring and all that stuff. No?
I never read that one.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to that live journal.
Brokeback Mountain.
What's that?
That was something I was playing that was the wrong thing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Good work.
Do we have a phone number?
Do we phone number? Is that what you
said? Do we have a phone number?
I think so. I believe it's 646-929-1357. I can't believe the show's almost over, you guys.
No.
It's all because of Monica. It was a great guest.
You have been a wonderful guest.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. You hardly do anything.
You spent one third of the show with your back microphone, but that's okay.
Thanks for allowing me at the round table. Sorry I turned my back on you for a little while.
I'm sorry.
You were much nicer to look at than Sean. Not to be Joe DeRosa on you, but
not to DeRosa out on you.
But yeah, Darren would love to be Joe DeRosa all over you.
No. How
no,
dare you?
I'm
a gentleman.
You would not Joe DeRosa all over her.
I would not. I would never deign to
you,
say
Dane
that.
Dane Cook, you'd rather be Dane Cook
yes.
all over
no,
her?
No, I would not. I would like to have enough money like Dane Cook, but I would not like to be Dane Cook, no. No, I'm a gentleman. Have you ever seen me treat a woman in such a way like Joe DeRosa, that skunk ball?
Yeah.
A terrible person.
This is true.
Come on.
This is true.
You know
Rob
me too long.
Stories, but I've never seen
it. You know me too long.
I've seen Joe DeRosa in public before.
It's possible to give a woman a compliment without being a prick, isn't it? Come on, guys.
Depends on the compliment. Depends on the woman.
Shut up.
Depends on the prick.
Listen.
That's all I've got.
Anyway.
Yeah, we had a great show. Andrew WK was fantastic.
And so was Goatee.
Goatee.
Big thanks to him.
Goatee WK.
The Lemon Party guys will be appearing at Santa's Party House.
Are they an obituary?
They probably have obituaries by now. Lemon Party is like also 15 years old, and that's those guys are already 70 at least.
They're probably dead by now.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
But obituary or Lemon Party guys?
Both.
Obituary probably next week sometime, but the Lemon Party guys. There's a cemetery somewhere right now where someone is crying over the grave of somebody that was in Lemon Party. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel, Rob?
Makes me have hope.
These are the days of our lives.
Makes me have hope for humanity.
You really think those guys had kids, though? Like,
oh yeah, oh, yeah. They didn't realize that shit till they were way old.
Maybe they were all buried in the same pose as they are on Lemon Party.
I think if you're open enough to have a gay cocksucking threesome and take pictures of it,
well, at that age.
But you had to be open anymore. Your whole life, though. I mean, you couldn't have just come out that hard at 70.
Why not?
At that point, I'm going to be dead soon.
Maybe they were in the retirement home and they were just bored.
Yeah.
Maybe. What if their tombstone was like father, grandfather, Lemon Party?
Let's put it up again. Can we see what kind of room they're in? I want to see if they're in a rest home or something. Can you see?
I can't.
Oh. Like somebody who's seen that picture is rest home.
You're not going to trick me.
Monica, that's the least offensive thing.
Yeah, really, that one is nothing.
No, we're not looking at it.
It's love. It's love just, between three consensual old fucking guys.
Didn't you say you like watching gay porn?
I was just going to ask.
But young guys, not old guys. Those are like my grandfather.
But what, so, like, if it was.
Young at heart.
Let me ask you this. All right, if it was just an old man without any sex going on but naked, would that be the equal?
I find that repulsive.
So it's the oldness, it's not the gayness.
Yes, and the sagginess.
Noah.
Were you sexually abused by an old man as a child?
Could be.
Maybe.
Was he Jerry Sandusky?
No.
Would you watch a video of Sean Connery jerking off?
No.
Ew, Sean Connery, that voice.
Maybe
Noah,
it's
come
George
here.
Clooney.
Patrick Stewart jerking
watch
off?
Watch me pull my wanker.
No.
Noah,
Shatner.
Are there any men?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Noah, watch me pull my wanker. Pull it slowly.
Clint Eastwood is pretty old.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I don't have this Clint impression. Sorry.
Would you watch Clint Eastwood jerk off? No.
Would you watch?
Clint Eastwood is kind of hot, so yeah.
Now?
So what's
right now?
I don't know what he looks like.
He looks like an Alta Jaja.
Would you watch Jean-Claude Van Damme jerk off?
It's too close
come
to
here,
home.
I'll show you how it looks. My 10-inch Belgian cock.
Yeah.
I feel like, don't you think Morgan Freeman's still attractive, Noah?
Well, she's the one that said she would watch him.
Yeah, is he? I mean,
he's okay, but he's not really my type.
He fucked his granddaughter or something, right? Didn't he do some weird
like
thing?
Cousin or niece?
Oh, I think it was
niece.
Like his great niece.
Yeah,
she was great. If she had sex with him.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Siddle asks, what about Ozzy Osbourne? Would you watch him jerk off?
No.
Papa Pump asks, Iron Sheik.
Yes, fuck the Lemon Party.
He said,
he makes them all humble.
Big Papa says Iron Sheik has the 10-inch cock, not JCVD.
Our fans are on a roll today.
So no to Iron Sheik.
I think I would just watch the Iron Sheik just to hear what he has to say.
Even so, if he was naked,
but,
like
oh wait,
doing
what am
those,
I saying?
Doing those exercises with those
yeah.
Like curls.
But he's
like an
athlete. Like he's still in shape, even though he's old.
Yeah, he does have a big gut.
He has
but
a gut, but he looks like he's strong still. You know, he doesn't look like the Lemon Party.
Barrel chested,
and he dyes his hair. Right?
No, he's not
hair.
He's bald.
Oh well, he wears that thing. What is it called?
Shmata.
Yeah.
He wears shmata.
And he has facial hair.
It's Scheidel.
Wow.
He's Jewish. He's secretly Jewish. I stole that from Greg, by the way, Scheidel. I was just listening back to that Dracula episode. My wife cannot adjust her Scheidel because we have the mirrors covered.
That was like 2 years ago.
My son's tits are always off center.
You fucking
what's wrong with that?
Bullshit!
Someone says that I watch Rob. I do not.
watch him do what? You watching right now?
Probably does naked? When she's asleep.
Yeah.
He sneaks in.
You never seen Rob naked?
Slaps him on her cheek.
I've only seen Rob in his boxers and a wife beater.
I've seen that. I've seen him with his shirt off.
Yeah.
He always.
Oh, well, actually, no. I've seen Rob in a bathing suit.
Yeah. Hmm.
What kind of bathing suit was it?
Swim trunks, hot pink.
Was it a tanga?
Two-piece?
Was it a tankini?
Yeah.
Speedo?
I should get a Speedo.
It was one of those it was one of those pregnancy ones where it's a tank top and then she has a ruffled bottom.
You know what you should get? No, Rob just has a ruffled bottom. That wasn't part of the
Yeah,
suit.
That wasn't a swimsuit at all. Yeah, here's Captain Lemon Party.
Before he started working out.
You should get, by the way, you lost a lot of weight, I have to say.
Yeah.
Go on.
You look in very good shape.
Please, continue.
That's it.
Because you didn't eat that half a cookie. I
That's what it was.
Yeah, you lost 28 pounds just for that.
I did lose 28 pounds.
You should get that Borat swimsuit where it's like one piece and it's just one string going down to your balls.
The mankini.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just covers your balls and like, you know, goes around your neck in one string.
I don't know if I could pull it off.
Do you?
My ass is gorgeous.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well.
Because you...
Rob, show him.
Are you talking about the cheeks or the hole?
The cheeks.
No.
Has he seen us all? I don't know.
I'm sure he has.
Would you ever wear a thong?
Yes.
You would?
Sure. In what context?
No, just like every day, like underneath your shorts.
Every day. Oh, no.
Wear a thong, you said?
No.
So in what
even, I don't even, I like as a goof.
Oh.
It seems very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No, I'll give Rob one of your thongs, right?
Well, yeah. You don't have a penis, though. That's, I mean, it's like...
I feel like the penis would probably just, like, fall out. And it would just hang there.
Okay, well, how would that be comfortable?
I don't know. What's the point, then?
I would get one of those...
So that would Rob bend over.
I would get one of those elephant thongs where it's like...
It's an elephant thong.
The penis goes in the...
Yeah. Goes in the nose. With like the trunk.
Would you paint a smiley face on the tip?
Oh, the smiley face is already on there.
Someone gave me a Family Guy boxes, and it has like Peter Griffin on the front, and you put your penis through, and it's his nose.
Who's giving you boxers?
Like I got a joke birthday present. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Rob, was it you? Did you?
No.
Stop buying.
I don't get gifts.
It's true. It's not fair. Darren gets you lovely gifts, and you get him jack shit.
What? I'm not asking for. Whoa. I like to give presents out.
I've given Darren gifts. I was just
last
saying
gift
that for you. The
bukkake.
Last gift you got, Darren.
That was, I like
my love.
That was very
but
thoughtful,
also,
Rob, the bukkake.
No, I got him some like Mets 10 DVD set or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
1986 World Series.
Yes. Nice. So there.
Now, what did you get, Darren, Sid?
His birthday's coming up.
Yeah. Mm. 2 months.
PPA?
Less than 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm the next one in the show to have a birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's like we're all bunched up in the beginning of the year, and then Rob in September, and that's it.
Well, me in July.
I guess, yeah. That's kind of close to September.
Yeah.
But
when is Sean's birthday?
April?
I don't know.
No, I'm in April.
Yeah, I think we had two birthdays really close to each other. I don't want to say it.
No, you probably have Sean's birthday in your phone, like programmed in, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
Maybe on Facebook.
Take a look.
Monica,
I don't really
birthday.
Care.
It was October 25th.
Oh, happy birthday. How old
Thank
are
you? 24.
Wow, you don't look 24 at all.
What do I look like?
70.
Rob!
You don't look a day over 15.
Oh, what's it called? Big Papa Pump in the chat said it was February, and I just looked it up, and Sean's birthday is in February.
Mm.
So people in the chat pay attention to Sean.
They love Sean.
More than we do.
Because he Facebook friends all of them.
He sends them reminders every month. It's a countdown.
My fucking birthday.
That's what it sounds like, too.
That's my worst Sean impression.
That's still pretty good.
Very accurate.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All over my penis and face.
All over my penis and face.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'm very good at Sean.
I think it's pretty solid.
Hopefully Sean will be back next week. He won't be dead from whatever ailment.
He's got the shits. He ate something that didn't agree with him. He's got the shits.
He's doing a little tub girl right now.
Yeah.
Oh, the new tub girl.
I hope everyone in the chat now has
you had it right the first time.
Visual image.
Everyone in the chat who is Facebook friends with Sean, you should make a post on his Facebook tonight telling him to get well from having the shits.
Please do.
I think that would be awesome. No. 20 Facebook posts.
No. The Facebook posts should be congratulations on being the new tub girl.
That was a human urinal.
So that, like, in the algorithm on your Facebook, on your front page, like, 7 people wrote on Sean's wall, and it's all just congratulations on being Tub Girl. And then all of his friends will be like, oh, what's Tub Girl? And then they'll Google it.
Put a link. Like, in Tub Girl,
no,
like a
don't put a link. Let them Google it.
Fair enough.
I don't know. We should Google bomb Sean. So that tub girl just links to Sean. Sean redirects to Sean.
That's like the first image on Google search. I'm just going to post a photo of Sean in this episode, and I'll name it tubgirl.jpg.
Yeah, and everyone will click on it.
I'm such horrible friends.
So seriously, if you're Facebook friends with Sean, just Liam McCaddis, congratulations on being the new tub girl.
All over my penis and face.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that should be fun. But all right.
Wow.
We're 3 minutes into overtime.
You digress.
Well, we started it a little late, so.
Well, we started 3 minutes late, so.
So that means we should end the show right now. What was you just told me that we should play some song, and I forgot what it was.
Who told you? I did?
Yeah. Some one.
Why don't we play the Shlomo Dreidel song that?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Jumpman Hat did like the winner.
Okay, an original.
So we had a contest with our fans, and we made Shlomo sing the Dreidel song, and we asked fans to remix it, and this one is by far the winner because this guy took it to the next level.
And first of all, before we leave, we should thank Andrew WK again for coming in. Thank Monica, lovely Monica, for sitting in with us.
And you can follow her on Twitter.
Thanks. Yep.
What's your Twitter handle?
Supsonica Monica, SUPSONICAMONICA.
Okay. Do that.
Short for Supersonica Monica, and in case you can't figure it out.
By all means, do not link to any tub girl or lemon party on her Twitter.
Yeah, don't try to trick her.
I will block you if you put anything disrespectful.
Not follow you or anything.
Lemon party is very respectful.
It's just love.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. I like how I enjoy the
Baby, 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 baby
He's the guy who ran.
A lot more group vocal. You too. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
All right, here's Ed.
Coming studio now.
All bland said.
Oh, boy. Got a force. Damn it, Chuck. Here we go. Got. Thank you.